The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 2 of Love Now. Today's title is God's Love Shows. The Life Application Bible Commentary states, "People do not have to hope blindly that God loves them. He has openly demonstrated it." Our text today is Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8 is a foundational verse about God's love. However, it is often quoted in isolation without reference to the beautiful context of the surrounding verses. In Romans 5, Paul emphasizes the love and grace that God extends toward sinners through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus' death is presented as the ultimate demonstration of God's love. Romans 5:6 focuses on our weaknesses and God's perfect timing. The word weak means powerless. While we were unable in our own strength to be forgiven, God sent Jesus to die. Authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary share the following insight. The right time refers to both the timing in history and the timing in God's plan. See Galatians 4:4. In the face of our powerlessness, God was fully in control. The events in human history did not determine the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation was designed by God to happen at just the right time. We are saved only because God took the initiative and demonstrated His incredible grace and love by sending His own Son to take the punishment we deserved. And He did this while we were powerless, unable to do God's will because of the power of sin in our lives, and ungodly, constantly living independently of God. Verse 7 states that a person rarely gives their life to save a righteous person. The phrase, "but God," in verse 8, contrasts the uniqueness of Jesus' sacrifice because He died for ungodly sinners. James Montgomery Boyce shares the following applications from these verses. This is a very practical matter for two reasons. First, since Paul is describing the love of God against the dark background of human sin, he is saying that it is only against this background that we are able to form a true picture of how great the love of God is. In other words, if we think, as many do, that God loves us because we are somehow quite lovely and desirable, our appreciation of that love of God will be reduced by just that amount, just as a beautiful but very vain woman might have trouble appreciating the love of her husband or anyone else. If we think we deserve the best of everything, we will not appreciate the love we receive, irrespective of our beauty, talent, or other supposedly admirable qualities. The second point is this. If we think we deserve God's love, we cannot ever really be secure in it, because we will always be afraid that we may do something to lessen or destroy the depth of God's love for us. It's only those who know that God has loved them in spite of their sin, who can trust Him to continue to show them favor. God's love was undeserved, unconditional, and perfectly timed. More importantly, it was shown. This verb is sometimes translated as commended or demonstrated. The Greek word means to display, to give evidence, or to prove something. John G. Butler writes, "The death of Christ demonstrated, displayed, gave evidence of, and proved that the love of God for sinful man was extremely great. Christ's death on the cross shows us much about the great love of God for sinners. The death of Christ on the cross of Calvary proves, without a shadow of a doubt, the great love of God for mankind." Interestingly, it is in the present active tense. The proper translation is, "But God continually demonstrates his love." The death of Jesus Christ will always prove God's love for you. While Jesus' death occurred over 2,000 years ago, the evidence of God's love is always present. Here are some questions to consider. How does God's perfect timing relate to your need to love now? How does the ongoing present tense reality of God's love transform your life? In a world void of action, why is it essential that God demonstrates his love? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.